Most of you are aware by now how social media has attempted to gamify human attention in the sense of capturing and captivating the human attention span and taking advantage of it in the most pernicious way possible. I think TikTok might be the worst offender here in some ways because TikTok notoriously has very short videos, which tends to exacerbate the already not so great human attention span. Now, I bring this up because recently I was reading an article about how students at elite universities in the United States are struggling to get through the great books, you know, famous novels, mostly in literature classes, some history classes as well, and that, according to the professors, they've never experienced anything like this to date, at least not to the extent that it exists right now. And these are students that got really good grades. They're at universities like Columbia and Harvard and what have you, and they're taking these classes, some of them are requirements, some of them are not, but they struggle, for example, to read a book a week. And again, this is sort of highfalutin literature typically, maybe some history stuff. They're really good at taking tests, they're really good at getting good grades in general, but they don't really have reading stamina or speed or efficiency. And this has caused a fair bit of a kerfuffle in the academic space as well as sort of online discourse to some degree, at least in some circles. And people are discussing whether or not this is due to poorly implemented reading methods at a certain generational juncture. But I think the real culprit here, and most people realize this, is social media, the reduction in attention span, and the fact that there are endless distractions here and there and everywhere. Now, the reason I know this is factual is because I, too, have suffered a loss in reading stamina and just general ability to pay attention to things for extended periods of time. It's probably not in the realm of Zoomer levels, hopefully not, but I've noticed this in myself in terms of how much I read, the things I read, and I've noticed it in other people. And these people are also not teenagers or Zoomers or in their 20s, they're older. So this tells me that there's a sort of universal principle at work here that doesn't have much to do with having used the wrong reading methods to teach children. It has a lot more to do with just the environment that we've created right now. And the real question that arises from all of this, in my humble opinion, is how important is all of this? How important is, for lack of a better term, I'm going to create a neologism here, gentlemen, how important is attention stamina? So you have reading stamina, you have the stamina that's required to pay attention to maybe an instruction manual, which involves reading, obviously, but broadly speaking, how important is it to be able to focus for long periods of time on things in order to execute certain tasks? Independent of whether or not they're important. We'll get to that later. And I would say that's still probably pretty important. We cannot predict the future. Maybe there'll come a time when AI takes over and basically does everything for us and we'll turn into drooling apes sitting in our chairs all day. But for the time being, attention stamina seems important. And the reading phenomenon or the concern around that is just one facet of a larger discussion. Now, I don't watch TikTok, obviously. But imagine someone my age, about 50, who is suffering from a reduction in attention stamina, certainly reading stamina, but who did not, thankfully, grow up with this technology. It's bad enough with people like me and some friends I have who are somewhat younger but nonetheless older. Imagine what it's like for a Zoomer or an older Gen Alpha. Because there's a difference, I think. I think when you've spent a lot of your life not engaged in having your attention sapped by, say, social media, it is possible in such cases, I believe, to recover and move towards a sense of greater equilibrium if you've gone through those critical phases when you were young and did not engage in copious amounts of social media because, well, it wasn't available, it didn't exist. If you were very athletic, very sporty when you were young, say, the first 18, 20 years of your life, and then you took an extended break for whatever reason, and then in your early 40s decided to get back into it, that's not going to count for nothing. But I think in the case of Zoomers and Gen Alpha and even young millennials, a lot of them have not been shielded the way some of us older folk were from the attention-sapping technology. And so there's no recovery zone for them. This is all they know. Their brains have effectively co-evolved, co-developed with this new technology. And therefore, I think it's a lot more difficult for them to remove themselves from that state of mind they currently find themselves in or to escape. And I think, personally, that has dire consequences down the line. Let me make this clear. At the end of the day, it might not be super important that young people can plow through the Iliad, the Odyssey, or Crime and Punishment. I'm not sure. Those things have their value in a certain context, but as I said, there are greater consequences here. There are a lot of things when you're working as an adult, and not even just working, when you're just sort of existing as an adult, that you need a greater attention span for. And if people are struggling, some of the elite students of the United States at Ivy League universities and other places, they're struggling with reading books and getting past them, which sure, they might be boring, they might not be so entertaining, but ultimately, they're just old books, they're not the most important thing in the world. Imagine how bad it could get for things that actually are relevant, like reading a long manual for something related to their work, or something that actually has consequences, like a piece of manufacturing equipment that might have, in terms of the people it touches, consequences, because someone might be able to get into an accident if they haven't read the instructions thoroughly, or even the assembly of such things where you have to pay attention. If that attention span is lacking because attention stamina has dwindled, I think there is going to be a problem. And the problem, concomitantly, of course, is the perverse incentives, right? Social media and the people who run it are totally incentivized to sap people's attention, young and old, and they do it in the most efficient, effective way, and it's all tailored to just tap into the worst aspects of human nature in this regard. When you add to this the pretty well-known fact at this stage that TikTok in the West, say in Europe and North America, is basically a weaponized arm of Chinese propaganda, in the sense that they have TikTok too in China, but it's very different content. It's curated heavily by the Chinese government, by the CCP, and children there have active limits and curfews even regarding the use of social media. You can see how this can all end very, very poorly indeed for the people who make copious use of this. And as the rest of us age, get older, and eventually die, it's only the young people that grew up with this stuff, only with this stuff, that will remain. And so, out of this mess arises the question of who's going to be competent enough to deal with the problems in the world? Who's going to be competent enough to just run things, make things basically work? Now, I'm not saying every Zoomer, every Alpha is captured by this, but a lot of them are. And certainly disproportionately a lot more than, say, anyone who grew up having not been exposed to social media. So I think the issue with the books is more a symptom rather than a cause. I think it's more a sort of canary in the coal mine. Because as long as there are these constant distractions, virtually no one's going to have the stamina, the wherewithal, a long time to resist it all. Sure, some people are going to be better at it, probably largely for genetic reasons. But even the people that are better at it eventually will succumb. Some people can run faster, longer. They too have their limits. So this needs to be nipped in the bud somehow. I remember a while ago, people talking about making TikTok illegal in the United States, and that discussion seems to have just dissipated into the mist and a puff of smoke. I don't hear anyone talking about it anymore, and I wonder why. I haven't been following it, but I'm sure there are very particular reasons why that's not a discussion in the public anymore. Now, at the individual level, you have to take some sort of manner of precautions here. It's just obvious. Like, if you're grossly overweight, you probably should lose weight, go for a jog, a walk, exercise, change your diet, things of that nature. If you're addicted to social media and you're young, and you notice your attention span being completely eaten up and sapped by it, then, yeah, those are the warning signs, or rather than warning signs, you're kind of knee-deep in the mud at that stage. Because regardless of what you do in life, it's important to be able to pay attention. Even if you're super, super high IQ, you still need to pay attention. You still need to be able to focus and get through things. That's just a universal. So I'm saying, especially as a young person, you need to nip this in the bud quickly rather than let it persist, let it go on. Because the longer a bad habit, and this is more than just a bad habit, your complete neurology has been altered, to be frank, the longer this goes on, the more difficult it is to quit. Think about it in simple terms. If you've been smoking for a year or two, probabilistically speaking, it's probably a lot easier to quit smoking than if you've been smoking for 20 or 25 years. And like I said, the attention crisis is real, It's important, it's consequential, and that's why I'm talking about it. Anyway, as always, thank you for tuning in. Many special thanks to my patrons on Patreon and my donors on PayPal. You guys are the best. Without you, this channel could not exist. And to be notified of my videos, please hit the bell icon. Make sure you get that notification. Very important to know I even make videos. A lot of people don't know that, even though they're subbed. And if you can engage in the usual YouTube jazz of liking the video, commenting, subscribing, sharing, be much appreciated. If I'm still alive, I'll check you out then. Until then, may the gods watch over you. Bye-bye for now. If you liked this video, please like, share, and subscribe. And if you enjoy my content, please consider making a donation or becoming a patron. Thanks for watching.